Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we begin a series called Shaped to Make a Difference. In these teachings, Pastor Rick uses the acrostic SHAPE, your spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, and experiences, to talk about the way God wired you and why you need to not just know your shape, but use it to do the things God made you to do. In just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the purpose-driven life, selected thoughts and scriptures for the graduate, a hardcover book that will help the student in your life with the decisions they'll face both before and after graduation. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called Why God Shaped You the Way He Did.
Everything in this world God made, and nothing's a copy. Every tree is different, every plant is different, every animal is different. Certainly every human being is different. There's nobody like you in the entire world. And you don't have to realize that God has done almost creative overkill in that he never makes copies of anything. Even twins aren't exactly alike. That God makes everything an original. Now, did you know that, for instance, in one cubic foot of snow, there are 18 million snowflakes. And in those 18 million snowflakes, not one of them is like any of the other 18 million. That's creative overkill. Okay? God, nobody will ever even know that except a scientist. Every snowflake is different. Now, God could have made us all alike. He could have just had a conveyor belt, mass-produced human beings, put us all on a belt, and we all look the same, talk the same, speak the same, have the same color, have the same hair and everything. But God didn't want to do that. Why? Because an original is always worth more than a copy. And you are worth far more as an original than you are as a copy of somebody else. And God says, you are valuable. God created you. Jesus died for you. God's Spirit lives in you. That's how much you matter to God. Now, the Bible is very clear that God specifically shapes every human being to his customized standards, and there's nobody like you in the entire world. You are unique. You're not one in a million, you're one in 6 billion. And God does this, as I said, because he wants everything to be an original. And he did this from the very first, with the very first man, Adam, and his wife, Eve. There on your outline, if you'll pull it out, we're starting a new series. And we're talking tonight about why God shaped you the way he did. And in Genesis 2, it says this: God shaped man from the soil of the ground, and he blew the breath of life into his nostrils, and man became a living being. Now, I want you to circle the word shaped, because this word is found all through the Bible. God says that he custom shaped you, and there's nobody else shaped exactly like you. In fact, let's read the next verse together. You made my whole being. You formed me in my mother's body. I praise you because you made me in an amazing and wonderful way. You saw my bones being formed as I took shape in my mother's body. When I was put together there, you saw my body as it was formed. All the days planned for me were written in your book before I was one day old. Now, there are some verbs there I've underlined, but I think you ought to circle them because I want you to see what God did for you before you were even born. The Bible says, you made me. Circle that word, made. You formed me in my mother's body. Circle formed. You saw my bones being formed. In other words, inside your mother's womb. As I took shape, you shaped me. Where I was put together, God put you together. Circle that. All the days were planned for me. God planned you. Every day of your life, he planned in advance before I was one day old. Now notice this. It says, God made me, God formed me, God saw me, God shaped me, God put me together, and God planned every day of my life before I was even born. And the Bible says all these things. He says, I formed you, I thought you up before you were even created or conceived. And God obviously believes that that fertilized egg is a real human being that he has already planned every day of their life in advance. So it's not just a sperm and an egg together. It is a human being that God created. Now, you've heard me say this many times. There are accidental parents, but there are no accidental children. You are not an accident. There are illegitimate parents, but there are no illegitimate children. Your parents may not have planned you, but God did. And it doesn't really matter whether your parents were good or bad or indifferent, or maybe you never even knew them, or maybe you were orphaned, or maybe your father or mother, your father died before you were born, or you lost your mother somehow, and you really got to know them. It doesn't matter. Yes, it matters, but it doesn't matter in the fact that God chose them to be your parents. Why? Because God knew they had exactly the right DNA to create you. And God was more interested in creating you than he was in their parenting skills. Does that make sense? God was more interested in making you, and they had just the right DNA that any other two people on the planet wouldn't have had to create the way he wanted to create you. And you are not an accident. Now, these truths, look at the next verse. It says, your hands formed and shaped me. Did you know that you were handmade by God? Handcrafted. You're not an assembly line. God was intricately, intimately involved in the specifics of creating you. Now, what does it mean? Well, it means you're not an accident. It means that God chose every detail of your life, even the stuff you don't like, the stuff you consider weaknesses, and he chose it for you. And after God made you, he broke the mold. And nobody ever else will be like you. And when you get to heaven, God doesn't want you to be anybody else. He will say, why weren't you more like you? He broke the mold. And when God made Adam, he broke the mold. When God made Eve, he broke the mold. Adam looked at Eve and said, honey, you're the only woman in the world for me. Of course, he was the only guy telling the truth. But the truth is, nobody else will ever be exactly like you. You could go out and you could go on around the world tour just like I did and search the entire world, and you're never going to find anybody with your thumbprint, with your footprint, with your voice print, with your eye print. You're never going to find anybody with the exact combination of your personality, with the exact combination of your experiences and all the things that God has given to make you you. You're unique. Now, why did God go to all that trouble? Well, as I said, because he wanted you to be original. If he had wanted you to be somebody else, he would have not made you. He would have made somebody else, but he wanted you. Now, the problem is this, twofold. First, most people don't like the way they are. I've found that most people in the world really don't accept themselves. And they're always going, I wish I was taller. I wish I was smaller. I wish I was thinner. I wish I had red hair, brown hair, black hair. I wish I had a different skin color. I don't like my nose. I don't like my teeth. I wish I had more talent. Why couldn't I be like her? Why couldn't I be like him? And they don't really accept themselves. And they're always comparing and competing rather than accepting what God made them to be. And when you do that, it causes all kinds of problems in your life. Most people do not accept themselves. And as a result of that, they live frustrated lives. And the second thing to do is they try to be like somebody else. They say, well, I gotta wear shoes like her, and I gotta dress like him, and I gotta make as much money as he did, and I gotta do what she did, and I gotta please my parents, and all these different things. And most people start off as originals and end up as carbon copies.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you know someone who is graduating this year? Maybe it's your son or daughter, a grandchild, or perhaps a neighbor or a family friend. As you celebrate this important milestone and they begin the next phase of their journey, they need to know that God created them, loves them, and has a plan for their life. That's why Pastor Rick created a special resource just for graduates called The Purpose-Driven Life, Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate. Filled with inspirational scripture, biblical wisdom from Pastor Rick, and beautiful imagery, this unique hardcover gift book provides a priceless reminder of the bountiful life God has planned for your graduate and will inspire them to seek His unique plan and purpose for their life. Don't miss this opportunity to minister to the graduate in your life today. We'll send a copy to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. You can go to PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, let me just be real honest with you. If you're not going to be you, we don't need you here on earth. Because there's somebody else already taking that spot. If you're here, it means God says you have something to contribute that Rick Warren can't, or you can't, or anybody else can't contribute. Only you can be you. Only you can be you. And God says, I made you, I shaped you, I designed you. Now, about 20 years ago, I came up with a little acrostic called SHAPE, S-H-A-P-E, to talk about the five things that make you you. We've been teaching it in class 301 for, oh, many 20 years. And this series, we're going to go much deeper into. This is not about what 301's about. 301 class is about one area of being shaped for ministry. But your shape has so much, by the way, when I say shape in Orange County, I have to remind you, this is not a fitness or weight loss program. Okay. Oh, they're talking about shape at Saddleback. No, my shape is the way God wired you for your life. And every area of your life is influenced by the way you're shaped. You don't even realize it. But all of the things that God put in you to make you you influences every single area of your life. I just jotted down a few areas. For instance, the way you are shaped determines what classes you should focus on in school and which ones you should avoid. Some of you, it would have been a big help to know your shape before you went to college. Because we wasted a lot of time in college on classes that didn't really matter. Anybody want to give a testimony on that? Yeah, okay, all right. Your shape determines what kind of friends you should have. Now, we're going to talk about some of these in this series in the next few weeks. Your shape determines the type of person you should marry. And the more you understand about you, the more likely you're going to choose the right person for marriage. Your shape determines the temptations you're most likely going to be tempted by and that you need to be prepared for. There's some things that tempt me that won't tempt you. There's some things that tempt you that won't tempt me. Why? It's because of the way we're shaped. Your shape determines why certain things frustrate you more than they do your wife or your husband. Because you're shaped differently. Your shape determines the best career that's fit for you, your best career fit. Your shape determines the best work environment for you, the best ministry for you. Your shape determines where you are bound to fail in life and where you are bound to succeed in life. And in the weeks ahead, we're going to look at many of these. Now, I'm telling you that the series we're starting may be the most important series I've done since we did 40 Days of Purpose, because you have to know your shape in order for you to be all God wants you to be. When you know what God made you to do, it reduces your stress, it increases your satisfaction, it raises your self-esteem, It increases the odds of your success. And when you are working in the area of your shape, then you're going to go, wow, that's me. It's what I was made to do. It's fulfilling and it's fruitful. In other words, you succeed at it and you're satisfied by it. Now, I'll be real honest with you. In the next 6 weeks, this week and the next week, some of you, as we go through this series, you're going to realize I'm in the wrong job. And I'm going to be honest, as your pastor would say, then you need to change it. I don't care how much money you're making. Life is too short to waste it on a job you're not shaped for. So there may be some changes that have to take place in your life. Now, tonight, as we start this series, we're going to just ask three questions. What is my shape? Many of you already know this, or what is shape? Then we're going to look at why does it matter? And then we're going to look at what should I do about it, my first steps. Now, I came up with this acrostic about, as I said, about 20 years ago. But I thought, as we do this first point, that we'd have Eric Reese, Pastor Eric, come and talk to us about shape. Would you give him a warm welcome?
All right, so what does this word shape mean? It's really your design. You were designed by God to make a difference for God. And the Bible teaches us in Ephesians 2:10 that when God looks at you and I, he says, we are masterpieces. Now, there's probably days in your life like mine, you don't feel like a masterpiece, but God says we are masterpieces and we were made to make a difference for him, a kingdom difference. So how do you figure out the difference you were designed to make? You start with your design. And that's what we're going to do over these next few weeks as we look at the word shape, S-H-A-P-E. The S in shape stands for spiritual gifts. Now, the Bible teaches us that many things happen to us when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And one of the things that happens is we receive spiritual gifts. But like any gift, you have to take the time to unwrap it. And when you unwrap it, then you can put it to use. And so as we journey through these weeks together, we're going to help you unwrap your spiritual gifts. There's over 20 listed in the New Testament. And each and every one of us is gifted by God for his glory, not for ourselves, but for his glory. And we want to help you understand what are you gifted to do. The H in shape stands for heart. You might want to write the word next to that, passion. What are you excited about? As Rick likes to say, what's the quiver in your liver? What is the thing that gets you up in the morning? What turns your crank? There are certain things you are so passionate about, and there's certain things you're not. It reminds me of a time about 13 years ago, my wife and I, who were just members of the church at that time, decided that I was going to serve one weekend in the nursery. We didn't have children at that time, so I'm thinking, okay, I can go do something in the nursery. And so I show up, and the lady, as I'm getting taught what to do that day, she says, Eric, your job is to be the transporter. And it's like, okay. She says, when the babies come in, I'm going to hand the baby to you, and you're going to take the baby over to these wonderful people over here that are going to pray for the baby and care for the baby and feed the baby and change the baby, all those things. I'm thinking, I can do this. So first baby comes to the door, have like one of those half doors. The mom hands the baby over. I'm so excited because it's a boy and he's not crying. So I'm thinking, okay. So I grab the baby from this lady. And as I turn, I'm looking at him out like this. And his head starts to go into his shoulders. And he's looking at me like, dude, you don't have a clue. And I really didn't, because I had never held a baby before. And so as I turned and went to hand him to this wonderful lady that was ready to accept this baby, he started to drip. And I'm thinking, oh no, Pampers did not come through. I'm getting rid of this baby. So I hand the baby over to the lady, thinking it's time to get the next baby. I turn around and I'm meeted with the lady. Eric? Maybe you should just greet the people at the door. Okay, so now I'm a greeter. But you know what, friends? As I think about that moment, there were people in that room that loved being with the babies. They're probably still over in the nursery today. Amen.
because they have a passion to work with little children, babies. Where did they get that passion from? God. So my question to you is, what are you passionate about? And we want to help you unlock that passion for God's glory as we travel through this series. So spiritual gifts, the H is for heart, the A is for abilities. What natural abilities has God given you? You have certain abilities, 500, 600, 700 of them. And we want to help you kind of raise the ones up to the top so you can claim them and use them for God's glory in significant ways as we help you define your specific purpose in life. Now the P in the word shape stands for personality. This is where we look to answer the question, how has God wired me? We all navigate life differently. Some of us in this room are very competitive, and some of us are very cooperative. Some of us are extroverts, and some of us are introverts. Some of us are self-expressive, while others of us would be self-controlled. Some of us in the room just love variety, while others in this room would just love to be around routine. And then God takes a man and a woman in a marriage and sticks routine and variety together. It's like his little joke or something. I'm just kidding. It only happens in my marriage. I know that, so. But how has God wired you? Don't try to be an extrovert. If God made you an introvert, just be the best introvert you can for the glory of God. The E in the word shape stands for experiences. Experiences. We have all kinds of experiences in our lives. And you know what? It doesn't matter if you were raised in the Beaver Cleaver household or the Munsters. God can use it all. He can, and He wants to. The positive and the painful. You know, for years, I didn't want to let anybody know about certain experiences in my life because I thought, no way could God use this. But when I finally came to the moment of letting people know and letting God just take this pain from my past, because I was raised by a very abusive alcoholic father. And for years, I just hid from it. But when I let it go, God brought a flood of people into my life. And you know what? They wanted to talk because they, too, were abused by alcoholic parents. And as we sat at Starbucks and looked eye to eye, we knew that we'd been through something and we could pray for one another. What's the experience in your past that maybe you just keep wanting to hold back? But God is going to challenge you in this series to let it come out for His glory, for His glory. Because friends, the bottom line is this. You were made by God to make a difference for God. So as we start this series, jump in with both feet and do whatever it takes. And my challenge to you is give yourselves permission to see yourselves as the masterpiece you were created to be.
Great, great, buddy. So these five things that Eric just talked about, spiritual gifts, heart, abilities, personality, experiences, these are the five things that make you, you. And in that combination of spiritual gifts that you have, heart, passion, interests, why do you think you have those interests? God gave them to you. You're interested in golf or sports or hunting or sewing or art or music or a million other things. Where do you think you got that interest? You got it from God. God wired it into your system because He wanted us all to do different things. If we all like to do the same thing, there'd be a lot left undone in the world. So God gives you these five things. You're unique and you're special, and nobody's going to be like you. And if you don't be you, there's going to be a hole missing in history. Now, why should I care? You say, so what? Okay, so God made me unique. There's nobody else like me. I'm shaped, and I'm going to discover it over the next 5 or 6 weeks. Why should I even care? Oh, you should care. There are a lot of reasons. your success or failure in life, your satisfaction or dissatisfaction in life, and a lot of other things are dependent upon it. But tonight, as this introduction, let me give you just four things real quickly. Why you have to care about your shape. Number one, because my shape reveals God's purpose for me. It reveals God's purpose for me.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, do you know someone who's graduating this year? Maybe it's your son or daughter, a grandchild, or perhaps a neighbor or family friend. As you celebrate this important milestone and they begin the next phase of their journey, they need to know that God created them, loves them, and has a plan for their life. That's why Pastor Rick created a special resource just for graduates called The Purpose-Driven Life, Selected Thoughts and Scriptures for the Graduate. Filled with inspirational scripture, biblical wisdom from Pastor Rick, and beautiful imagery, this unique hardcover gift book provides a priceless reminder of the bountiful life God has planned for your graduate, and it will inspire them to seek His unique plan and purpose for their life. Don't miss this opportunity to minister to the graduate in your life today. We'll send you a copy to say thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world. You can go to PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, as we close today, I just want to say thank you for joining me in today's broadcast. I want to encourage you in another way through my free Daily Hope devotionals. Are you getting those? These Daily Hope devotionals are a summarization of many of the things that I teach on the broadcast. All you got to do is just go to my website, PastorRick.com. You can sign up for the daily devotionals. They're free. They'll be delivered free to your inbox 7 days a week. And I want to help you in this other way. It's another way of reinforcing your spiritual growth. Thanks for listening today. We love you. We thank God for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.